Good afternoon. My name is Travis Pulfer. I'm a longtime resident of Edmonton in Ward 4. I'm a Community League volunteer in Cloverdale. I'm also on the Spirit of Edmonton committee that promotes the City of Edmonton and the Grey Cup across Canada. And I'm a business owner in the lawn care industry. I have over 20 years of experience in the industry and was co-chair of the Pesticide Advisory Committee back in 2003. We spent over a year meeting and debating this issue. Then provided a report to Parks and Rec and Council with various recommendations. The report that was released last week and presented today, in my view, is essentially a review of the ongoing process and city policies. It clearly shows how the city is a leader in integrated pest management and how it continues to effectively manage our green spaces using safe control products in a cost-effective manner. Since 2003, there have been other successes, including the following. Industry was effective in lobbying for the restriction of the sale of premixed weed and feed products due to their misuse by the general public. The public now only has access to selective control products, for example, the spot application of weeds, which meets with the overall values of integrated pest management. Lawn care applicators, under the guidance of Landscape Alberta, have implemented the Plant Healthcare Accreditation Program, which identifies service providers that meet certain criteria, such as ongoing staff training and education, selective spot applications, alternative programs, and annual audit processes. Additionally, service providers and providers must also meet strict guidelines for application work and education under the licensing and monitoring requirements of Alberta Environment. This includes annual pesticide application data reporting, ongoing mandatory education credits to maintain licenses in areas such as environment, technology, efficacy, safety, and field training, along with periodic on-site and facility audits from Alberta Environment. As mentioned, I look at the report as a strong endorsement of the city's policies and procedures. A closely monitored program that clearly manages the use of safe control products that are approved for use by Health Canada, the PMRA, and Alberta Environment is exactly what taxpayers demand. I would expect that the committee will agree that when it comes to control products used in our environment, that we defer to the experts. By the experts, I mean educated toxicologists, doctors, and scientists whose expertise falls in the field of pesticides. Not the advocacy groups whose comments and statements are no more than personal opinions tied to personal agendas. The presentation today from the PMRA was extremely informative. It's clear they look at a number of areas and assessments when it comes to our personal health and safety and have no personal interest in the products, they just provide the facts. As an applicator who actually works with the products and a father of two children, I am confident of the agencies that regulate these products. I have to be because I use them. I do have a real issue with the fact that today you'll hear the words non-essential and cosmetic pesticide use. Quite frankly, those words don't exist in pesticide use. There is no such thing as a cosmetic or non-essential pesticide. You cannot find it on the label, there's no federal or provincial classification, and there's no registration for them. If these groups want to ban non-essential or cosmetic pesticides, let them. Because there are none. The ongoing review of our city policies and planning is fair and prudent. The health and safety of our citizens and our environment is important. Everybody can agree on that. The processes outlined in the administration's report show that we have been effective in pesticide reduction, education, research and testing, and are using the safest products available. There is no need for any bylaws or further restrictions to be put in place. I think we need to focus on the pressing issues at hand in Edmonton, like LRT construction, arena development, infrastructure planning, efficient snow removal, and housing, the issues that we elected our council for as community leaders. In closing, I would like to thank the administration for the detailed work they put into the report, and I trust that the committee will allow us as citizens to continue to use safe, tested, regulated, legislated, and ongoing audited products. Thank you.